Okay. Half base. I think that.
Somebody.
You can use it. You can use it. No, you can use it. Now's the fun to use it. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
The aura of one room floating around you as well.
Yeah, and that one.
Oh, what did I just do? Switched it off. Isn't she?
Oh, there's Shmuel. There's Ellie. Well. Everybody's finally here.
Emmanuel.
Morning, Gupta.
Okay. So Bechira, we said, is not about changing the things that you can't change. The things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, there were things he had no control over. He had a control of whether he was going to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as or not, whether he was going to choose life or death. He decided to enjoy a momentary pleasure at the expense of a long-term benefit, and that's what we're supposed to be rectified. Any interesting chat in what's v'chay o'ilam not to besocheinu? That we choose how you use this moment is whether this moment is being given nitzchi, eternity, or whether it's dying, which means it's not going to be part of eternity. It ends here. That we have a choice. Where do we get up to? Then we started talking about the technology, about Hesech Hadas. Adova Mazik, half face the third paragraph, second paragraph, if you want to count. Adova Mazik or Bagay Bahane Baruchnius Bagashnius, Bakash Hum Memchar, the Tsari Arab, Nivgashti Manashim Rabbi. I've fallen in this nisoin. Binasam, v'em hafu l'shoytim. Those are strong words, and he used to hold by them. Strong words, not poshut.
What did all that mean?
I have to translate it as well.
It's too rich, please, by the way.
They lost their wisdom and their understanding was hidden and they became shaitim, fools. He once told me, he said, if I told you who you're dealing with, you'd fall off your chair. He said, I have a pile of files like this on my desk. He said, if I told you who I'm dealing with, you would fall off your chair. I heard that for myself.
This is from Rav.
Yeah. I was driving once with him. I was taking him to, he had to be the Shea in Bnei Brak. So I took him, I wanted to speak to him. So half an hour, we took him to Bnei Brak. Not that he needed a car, but he had a car. But he agreed that we could spend the time together. He's just after a pink with the theater. So we were schmoozing and talking. His phone rang. He always answered his phone. He was always available. So he was talking and talking. I understood it was in Yonim for a bike, but I wasn't looking, I was watching the road, and whatever, I wasn't ready to see what he's saying. I'm going back. When was the Pinkus Nifter? How many years ago? No, not 30. No, no, 20 odd years. 22, 23 years, Mashiach is there. So that's how long ago this was. And the internet hadn't made it. And we were, Amazon is, I think, where you bought books. Yeah, if you knew how to do that, that wasn't a possible. Anyway, so I nearly swerved off the road. I am saying to this guy, tell him that he's not prepared to give up the internet. I can't help him save his marriage. I'm sorry. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. It was there. It's my own Rimayov. Chavreichim Chashuvim. Loim de Taira. Landed up in the bottom of an abyss of sin. You can't even talk to them. Ham poilim neged kol hegyoin aposhel, neged aseichel ayosha, oizim es mishpochtoim ablanochois, poigim ba'atzman b'chvoidim b'modom, b'ksure navziz keitza, ech yitochem, ma kara lechem, lehem. Ali skip the line? Huh? Oh, sorry. Now this is Shmuel Shaina Nia Soivel Tayer. You can't even write down what they say, what they did. Call me Shemitkal or Shama Dover Kaze. Oh, you made a shtoim and Kaitza. How did this happen? We can't see them all. You don't have to go far. Well known stories in this town, this village, this neighborhood, whatever you want to call it. Wasn't packed up and left. Pitom. Wasn't Pitom. Ech Yetoch. Makar alehim. In poshut imdu es aseichel, hamayach, hapsiklovet, the brain stopped working. Moich hamayim ushubu le dvorim lehem nechshav, kach imdu es kol hayoka v'kodesh. They lost everything. Makar zuhu makar neiro. Vashayhi mevateles min ha'odam es kol zuhusa v'ishusa. You lose your whole essence. He stops being a boyche. He stops living. Terrible, terrible tragedy. How widespread is this? I don't know, but there's ways to deal with this problem. The organization that Baruch Hashem, we have solutions for this problem. It wasn't so posh 15 years ago that you could save somebody from this. Today, we have solutions.
What exactly are we talking about here, mother?
The internet.
Oh, just internet.
Stop. There's nothing stop. There's nothing stop. We're talking about the internet. We're about the internet. You know, in one way or another, people are losing their lives in the internet. I'm not talking about somebody who goes to work and works on the internet and comes home. I'm talking about somebody who's lost on the internet. Wherever he is, whether it's the apikairis that he's involved in, whether it's the shmutz, whether it's just the hesech hadas, the news, the sport, the whatever it is.
Shopping's
the biggest problem. That's the biggest problem. Because that doesn't just go against, that goes to the core, the essence of what a Jew is. He's immersed and involved in the world of gashmus. I'm not about somebody orders his milk from the Makolet on the internet. I don't talk about. I'm talking people that there's shopping addicts. No, so you know how easy it is to get addicted to Amazon and all these other places. I don't care how much money you can save. The lo shave. But what can I do? It's a watching sport on TV as it says, but that's all there is. Not interactive, is it? Then you watch it go. That's it. But yeah, and the double soft. It's a social network, and it's this. And it's a clear that the Yates are a camera. We never had a problem with this before. And by the way, you can live without the TV. It's very hard to live today without a computer. Very hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very difficult to look about my TV. So it's a different thing. And it has a TV in it as well. other way.
Yeah.
He held him as a friend of a lot of people, but he was there so he could talk about it. He held that an internet was no different to the ghetto. He held the ghetto. He said it. I know a defendant, a certain dwarf, told me he'll never have the tablet back in the shul again because he's there. I don't see what the problem is. First of all, that's what he said. So why don't you put him back in your shul again? That's number one. You don't like what he said, you don't agree, you disagree. But nevertheless, it's not so far-fetched. It could be that it's even worse. Because in Auschwitz, you use a book. Yeah, you use a shop. Once again, it's not a poshut story because it's got to be balanced. He said in the beginning, in Tanakh, people are becoming frum and being crazy mature through the internet. With such a need, some of our best are being lost through the internet. The law for kach, we saw him push it. Everyone has to work his own story out. There was a meeting a few years back, I can't remember when, the one of these real left-wing anti-Haredi political parties. And there was Shmuzim, what they do about the Haredim, and somebody said, I don't know what the problem is. Just give them the internet and they'll destroy themselves. Why would you like the Haredi? They'll destroy themselves. Because the Chidonim know more than us how dangerous it is and how difficult it is and how much of a problem it is because they see what's going on with their kids. They're not blind. The Goyim understand it. Okay. And Tzarek Moch, 20 years ago, maybe this needed explanation. I think it's a double portion. Anyway, it could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be, yeah, but this is where the real big Nisayin is. You know, how often do you check your email? Not you, I. How often do I check my email? Where's the last time I had an email that was really worthwhile even reading?
You didn't get the one from me?
No.
The one with the zeros, the seven zeros?
No. I'm serious. When was the last time I had an email that was like, wow, you know? Poor Hashem, I didn't miss that one. You know, what's the Shabbos? You have to email, you've got 40 emails, yeah? There's not one there that's even shy to me, number one. You know, you once gave a donation on Chesed Fund, yeah, on charity.com or whatever. Now you get 60 emails a day. You're a very popular guy. Wow, how many emails? No, no, sure. Anyway, but every 10 minutes you haven't checked emails. You know, there's been news every hour. That was major, could have happened. Yeah? When was the last time anything major happened? You know?
Russia did attack.
Yeah, but that was the same as Iraq attacked Kuwait and Germany invaded Poland and not much that I could do about it. I need to know about it. I read the headlines. How many tanks were shot? How many Russians were captured? How many doors? Whose meeting was having bilateral negotiations? The same thing. They changed the names and everything just carries on. Radio. Yeah. Anything new out there? Anyway. Anyone who's still got a bit of a ruchnias ticket such to him understands the awesome sakana, the incredibly difficult yisoida. If we'll just think a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit about our mission in this world. You can see how deeply this distraction goes into the foundations of a person is. Since Bechira is the essence of what a human being is, that's what we said, that's who you are. You are nothing other than your Bechira. That's what separates us from the animal kingdom. Giving up voluntarily your das, giving up your Bechira. You function like a behemoth without das, without seifa, because you're just doing what everyone's doing because everyone's doing it and you're just following the flow. Whether that flow is a Haredi flow or that flow is a Chiloni flow or that flow, but are you or are you just doing what everyone's doing because that's what everyone's doing? Are you thinking about what you're doing? Almanas latzim es hamiskona amura liyo. In order to latim to fix, to make it, to get a deep clarity, strong. I love this. Love the Omina Goy. We have to understand the unique Bechira that a Jew has over a Goy, a different type of Bechira. Shrekheim Hevdel Otsu Ben Koycha Bechira Sheesh Lagoy Bechira Bechira Sheyudi Al Mehusa Shel Hevdel Ze Namoy Beperek Abo. This big difference between the Bechira of a Goy and the Bechira of a Jew, we'll see, is a big difference. You say Shalom Sani Goy every morning, a lot of it has to do with this. Perek Gimel. We discussed this at length in Chelek Aleph of Perek Machshava. We will touch on it again here. Big Yesod. Kamol Oyel Yesod Inyan Abechiri Kasher Adam Poel Voise Es Maisov Bedas Benefesh Kapot. Bechira, the foundation, the basis of the understanding of Bechira is that a person functions and does what he's doing with Das, or Benefesh Chafotze, he's choosing to do what he's doing. It's not just life's not happening to him, he's in the area where he has Bechira, he's making decisions. Kol Maasa Naisa Bechir or Bechoysa Das, while Meskoma Soisi is Nya Bechira. Sometimes positively, doesn't always have to be bad, but every maisa that gets done with force or without das v'haskama, without him knowing what he's doing, without choosing, that's the opposite of bechira. That destroys bechira. You don't have bechira sometimes. A lot of the things the Rambam says, then a lot of the things we do are bechira. Hashem makes you go there. Sometimes Hashem takes you where you wanted to go, because that's where you need to be. You weren't thinking about going there, you were just, you turned left and turned back straight, you don't know why you did it. You suddenly driving, you think like, what am I doing here? And then they pulled somebody, you think, ah, we're talking about where the person does it when he's supposed to have das. But can't deliver a amikat, main in the kudet a gishamot. Here we have to touch on something very sensitive. The fact that we're Jewish, everybody has Jewish, right? Everybody has Jewish. Yeah. Everybody has Jewish. Everybody has a Yehudi, right? Listen carefully. Im dova shebachanu bo o shikablunu et yaduteinu mahoreinu v'mesevedeinu efsharut lo ayinu boichim b'kam. Is your Jewishness, even if you're about tshuva and you decided to become frum, but 20 years later, are you a yid because you chose to be a yid? Or because that's what you got. You got your Jewishness from your parents. And if you had, one second, and if you had the choice not to be Jewish today, would you still choose to be Jewish? What would you do? There's a maaser that we've spoken about many times, and it's not just one maaser. This is a maaser kol yom, and it's a maaser with roiv, I believe, of our kids today. He brings it from Monsi. The same maaser happened in Ponovich. The yeshiva masmidim, the Monsi, drachshu episode, nagyenet, an absurd episode. It happened, a very absurd thing. By the way, this is happening every day. Someone told me that in the Beis Yankivs, they did a study and they went to Marin Lake to tell him that 75% of the girls today fit into this absurd category. He burst out crying. Well, they are simple. Listen carefully. Now, forget about what happened here. Sorry. Think about another mice here. One second. I thought he's bringing another mice. Sorry. I need a bulk. Okay, I got messed up. One second, let's learn the story first. I'll tell you the other one afterwards. It's the same idea. Echad Ilim Shoyel et HaMelamed Shaila. He asked the Rebbe a question, which is not a clever thing to do, because asking Rebbe's questions that they can't answer gets you into trouble. Have you noticed that when your children start asking questions? Children at home ask lots of questions, yeah? Why, how, why, where? Don't they stop asking questions? You never noticed? The kids stopped asking questions at some stage of their life, no? You know when it was? Anyone notice? Usually before the mitzvah, they start going to school. Because they learn very quickly that asking questions doesn't get you any brown points. Cool. Saying back what you heard from the teacher, that's what gets you right. Asking questions doesn't usually do anything other than get you into trouble, especially if they're really good questions. Anyway, so this kid asked the Rebbe a question. Why is it that any goy who wants to meet Gayer can meet Gayer? As long as we check that he's genuine, he's serious. You have to magayir. He wants to magayir. You have to magayir. And then you have to love him. 48 times it says in the Torah, you have to love again. Numa says you any chol goy. Lama? My issues, they're not fair. He's a guy who wants to become a Jew. Go for it. It's a difficult, but it's a law. It's harder things in the world. I'm a yid, I want to become a guy. I need loyochol. It's a law fair. Harabi ksat mebel bel ben avuch. Lo tzipa lekezu shayla. It's a good question. Proper question. And the Rebbe got a bit
shaken.
A bit mebel bel. He didn't know what to say. Well, Ben is my tshuva, so what's the answer? Oida mach, what's that word? Machacheach begreine, because it's stuck in his throat. You're engaging, you know. What about sacrifices, Rebbe? You're looking forward to buy something that's been before? Of course. What about animal sacrifices? You know, this is in Los Angeles. And the other guy, gag. Ah! And he starts babbling. Huh? Well, they're going to be from vegetables. They're going to be from quakers. Shiny. That starts babbling. So that's what happened here. Kofetz yelet ache, kishreini, umavrik lumusoy v'ono. Clever little kid in the class. There's one of them gets up and says, what's the problem? Madoin chamevin, why don't you understand? Im kol yudi ayoicheli oid goy kvaloi anisha shum yudi. If Jews could cop out, there wouldn't be any Jews left. Kulam ayoicheli oid goy. Everyone would want to become a goy. Who wants to be Jewish? If you discovered that you weren't Jewish, you found out what your baba, your auntie, or whatever wasn't Jewish. Yeah, and they came to tell you they're not Jewish, but it's not a problem. We have a basic yad on the guy, you're on the spot. Yeah, take an hour, think about it. Get back to us, let's know what you want to do. Not a simple nisoy, no? Not a poshut nisoy. How many of our kids today? Well, David Olofsky was once giving a class to one of these NCSY, not NCSY, but from MO groups or whatever. Yeah, these like seminars and whatever. So he was talking about why be Jewish. Why be Jewish? What's the draw, the pull? Why do you have to be Jewish? So he said, I bet like, you know, half of you, if you were given the choice not to be Jewish, you wouldn't be Jewish. The other kid said, Rebbe, you insult us. None of us would choose to be Jewish if we had the choice. 75% of the kids in the Beis Yaakov said they wouldn't be Magai if they were given the choice. The mice that I wanted to bring was, he also brings this mice. Well, the mice in Bonovich, he was in Hebrew, also. Like, mice like this. Yeah. One of the best Bochum found that he wasn't Jewish. Yeah. So they told him, so you're Magaya. It's very simple. How's the mama? She's getting married to the girl.
Yeah.
He said, you're crazy. I'm out of here. Because, man, I was Jewish. I had to do what's right. I want to do the right thing. But if I don't have to do it, why would I do it? Why would I choose to do it? So Rapinkus' brother, when we were discussing the story, said, I don't understand. That's not a raya. He was a guy. He never tasted a Shabbos. He never tasted a Yom Kippur. He never tasted Talmud Torah properly. He had a goyish in the Shabbos. So what do you want? But a Yid would never do that. Yeah, but it's not true because the statistics are against him, unfortunately. Why be Jewish?
Well,
I'm Jewish because I'm Jewish because I'm Jewish, and I do what I have to do because that's what everybody does, and that's why I'm Jewish. Let's see whether we can walk in Avraham Avinu's path and actually become David. Can I become a Ger? Can I be a Magaya? Can I be Jewish because I want to be Jewish? I'm just Jewish because I'm Jewish because I'm Jewish because that's just how the Goyro landed up, you know? If I was born a guy, I'd be a guy. I was born Jewish. I'm Jewish. But this kid had a draft. If you could Magaya out.
Huh?
That you have to work it for yourself. Don't get me started, because then I'll feed my Yetzirah. Just get rid of all the responsibilities. You just get rid of all the obligations. You go out there and do whatever you want. Huh? So you're a Yid. You're an Avraham Avinu, you're a guide, and you're Yid because you want to be a Yid. So you don't have the problem.
He's part of the 25%.
Huh? I don't know if it's a ham sandwich that would move me to become a goy. A lot of other things out there that are not so. It's a big responsibility being a Yid. You're not poshut. I chose to be Jewish, let's say, from, you know. I'm a Bar Tshuva, I worked hard through it. I'm happy where I am. I wouldn't give it up for anything. Bezrat Hashem, yeah? But a lot of kids who, you know, went through the school system are miserable, you know, who didn't have such an easy time, who didn't look exactly whatever. Why do kids go off the derech? You know? Because it's not always so geschmack, it's not always so nice. And they look at the world out there, and they think there's something out there. Wow, you know? He's got his fancy car, and he's got his house, and he's got his earth, and, you know, and they're going on holiday, and they're flying, and they're talking. And I'm sitting at Nebuchadnezzar in B'nai Brak, you know? Watching a boy dealing with cows goring oxen or something. You know, the world out there looks a little bit more. If he hasn't tasted the beauty of Ruchnias, so what's going to keep him from? Tshuva kazu shel yelet tzricha lazazayet amut hasafim shel nishmaseinu. אם ילד שלנו, מי שכזו תשובה, הרי שהוא לא קלט מתוך החינוך שלנו, אז האיש בלי יויס יהודי. If he didn't feel that this ילד is just a muscle, let's say. But if the best חינוך we have to offer our children doesn't give them the taste of the beauty, of the geschmack, of the sweetness of Yiddishkeit, then he doesn't want to be Jewish, there's something there to shake our foundation. מוים להסבירו לו את האיש שיהיה בעדות, יודעי שהוא חייב. He's going to do it, he's going to do it. What's lurking in that brocha, Lola Mandois? Who you did, Bakocho? Who Mishadeli is you did, Tov? Achenenu Samech Beyadit. He wants to do the right thing, he's a good boy, he wants to do what's right, so he's trying very hard to be a good boy, to do the right thing. Aval Simcha, the real Simcha, that he'll give up his life for his Yiddishkeit, that he understands what it is when he says Shalos Sanigoy, he knows what he's talking about. Unfortunately, that's missing from our Marecha. Tomorrow there's nothing to not have a share, I don't believe. Yeah. We can try tomorrow.
Yeah.